Riverside swept the HSTW Vikings in three sets, as that is the third victory for the Bulldogs over the Vikings this season. The Bulldogs relied on one another down the line, helping to step up on every play and execute as a team. The Bulldogs started off the first set relying on their play in the front row. Sophia Taylor made her name well known to the crowd, as she was the name of the game in set one. Taylor notched in 7 kills overall, while most of them came in the first set of action. The front row blocking ability of Madison Kelly also helped to push the Bulldogs in their 25-15 win in set one, as she had 2 blocks in the first set while earning 2 more in the next 2 sets. Set two became the set of serving for Riverside. The Bulldogs relied heavily on the serving game of Alyssa Amdor, Bentley Roan, and Ellie Henderson, as they all combined for 7 aces on the night, the majority of which came in the second set. Riverside ended up keeping AHSCW to just 8 points in the set, limiting their play in the serve-receive game.
You know, and we talked a lot about at practice yesterday, we needed to keep competing no matter what the scenario was, and I think our girls did a good job of that in sets 1 and 2. Sets 3, we made a few errors, made the set a little closer, but I think overall we handled the night well.
Set 3 was a much closer set, and that was not because AHSCW changed the course of the game, but rather because Riverside lost their momentum to push further. The Bulldogs led by as much as 8 in set 3, but allowed the Vikings back into the competition. With multiple missed serves, Riverside could not find a way to end the set quickly. 2 players who stepped up overall were Carly Henderson and Bentley Roan. Roan was able to keep consistent in her serves and also be the driving force on the outside. She ended up with 11 kills in the night while also earning 2 blocks in the match, as Riverside won the third set 25-19.
Yeah, she had a great game. Ayla did a great job getting her the ball. I think our back row did a really good job of moving, you know, getting the ball. Carly leads the back row pretty well. All of our hitters have really been focused on what they can do, and Bentley had a great night too.
Carly Henderson continued to be a big force in the digging game with 12 in the night, while helping in the serving game by serving tough and deep. Henderson credits her consistency to her teammates and the practices that she has been working on to improve her serving game.
Yeah, that's one of my main focuses this year. We do a new thing at practice where we really take our time focusing on 30 serves at a time, and I think that's really helped me get consistent with my serving.
The liberos also started to take a leadership role after being put in a follower role for the last 3 seasons under Madison Baldwin. Henderson now sees the role that she has on the floor and realizes that it is her time to step up for Riverside from this point on to end the season.
It's been a lot building for my freshman year, especially with the coaches that I've had and the amazing teammates. I mean, my whole high school career until now, I've had Maddie Baldwin to help me out with it, and she's really been a great leader, and now that it's my time to step up.
Riverside also relied heavily on the play of Alyssa Amdor, who earned 6 kills and 2 aces on the night, while Ellie Henderson sparked once again with 8 kills and 2 aces on the night. Riverside will take on Logan Magnolia on Tuesday, while AHSCW has a tournament this weekend at OABCIG High School. I'm Zach Collins reporting.